Les colloques du Collège de France.
Well, let's start. Welcome to all of you. I'm so happy to see you there. Welcome to this colloque, to the Collège de France. I'd like to really thank the speakers to have accepted. It's a fantastic program today, actually. It's for those of you who may not be too familiar with the field, it's essentially what you can have, you know, as the best in this field, in different facets of the field of enhanced sequences. I also would like to thank Séverine Frima for organizing this day and the technical staff. For the youngest in the audience, let me perhaps spend a few minutes to tell you that the enhanced sequence were discovered in the early 80s by the group of Walter Schaffner in Zurich. It is an interesting story, in fact. Walter was trying to express a rabbit beta globin gene, was one of the first gene cloned, actually, by the lab of Tom Maniatis at that time. And he realized that when he was using a SV4T, a cassette, to express this gene in HeLa cells, depending on what was left from the SV4T, he would get a 200-fold activation of the beta globin gene. And he realized that this activation was respecting the initiation site, and it was independent from the orientation of this piece of DNA. This piece of DNA turned out to be the so-called 72 base pair repeat in SV40, and I think some people in the audience may remember this repeat. You see here on the left side the 200-fold activation versus control, in fact. It's also interesting to know that at that time there were concurrent groups working on this SV40 biology, in fact, transcription. The late George Curie and Peter Grüss at that time was working in the States, who realized that by deleting this 72 base pair repeat, they would get a downregulation of SV40 genes, but they did not realize that it was a so-called enhanced sequence. And Pierre Chambon, of course, at the same time, who proposed that this sequence was a sort of an entry site for polymerase, that it was working in close cis proximity. So they were close, but the real discovery come from Walter's lab. And the last thing I wanted to show you is these two extracts from the paper, because it is worth reading back, in fact. You see in the summary, these studies define a class of DNA element with a mode of action that has not been heretofore described. The activation of genes by specific enhancer elements seems to be a widespread mechanism that may be used for the regulation of gene expression. In fact, the term enhancer was proposed to him by Michael Bochan, who was working at Berkeley at that time. But look at the last part of the discussion. He first mentioned the work of Uli Lemley, and you know, the DNA in chromosomes of high organisms seems to be organized into loop structures. Well, okay. It was speculated that these chromosome loops constitute the domains of gene activation. This is mostly from the Flavel's laboratory. There's actually little we invented, in fact. And look at the last sentence. Taken together, it appears possible that cellular enhancers are activating the genes within each chromosome domain, and that classes of different enhancers are involved in the developmental as well as tissue-specific expression of genes. I think this is a topic that we're going to hear about today over and over again. An excellent paper that I advise for reading to everyone. I want to stop here. I will now give the floor to the first speaker. The first speaker is Guillaume André, who's a professor at the Faculty of Medicine in Geneva. Guillaume is going to tell us about exploring the cis regulatory control of developmental gene trajectories.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.